Here's your morning surf report with Eco Warrior James Pribram on KX 93.5.
The king is in the building.
The king is here.
Dude, I'll tell you, I really didn't expect to see you this morning because of how big the swell is. I just thought you'd be out there already.
You know, I just felt like there's a lot going on. Instead of little bumpers, we have big bumpers.
We got big bumpers. And by the way, if you're just joining the Surf Report, Little Bumpers is the nickname I gave to small waves. Big bumpers are in town. Tell us about it, dude.
Yesterday was unbelievable. I had the honor of participating in a We Are Ocean event. And if you don't know, it's a foundation that takes cancer patients and survivors out into the water. And we were lucky enough to take them out on a tri-haul outrigger yesterday and paddle them and then a little stand-up paddling. That was most of the day. Then I was lucky enough to come back to Laguna and surf for a couple hours.
You did it big, dude.
Oh, we hung out on the beach afterwards. You know, my friend Pat was playing a little uke, a couple suds, and watched the sunset. I mean, that to me is the epitome of Laguna Beach.
Now, I looked out the window this weekend, and again, I'm not a surfer, but I looked out the window and I went, whoa, James must be having fun today.
It was big. Yeah. It was big yesterday.
How big did it get in town?
Oh, I'm saying there was some big waves, 10 to 12 feet.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It was
huge.
Big. Yeah. I think other people may call like maybe some 15-foot waves yesterday.
Wow.
It was big.
So is that keeping up this week and today?
Yeah, you know, the waves are still big today. I would say today's probably about 6 to 8 feet. We had a high tide this morning at 6:51 a.m., a 4.43. Low tide coming up this afternoon, 1:35 p.m., a 0.13, and then another high tide this evening at 7:56 p.m., a 4.13. But, no, honestly, for this time of the year in March, to have a south swell like this coming in at about 180 degrees, unbelievable.
Yeah.
I know it's happened before, but not often.
And like, the water temp was like, still nice, right? Like, mid-60s?
Oh, yeah, 65. It was beautiful, and the waves were just thundering. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was such a great day.
It was one of those weekends where I drove home to South Laguna and there's so many people parked at Aliso just standing on the highway watching.
Yeah.
So many people just taking photos and watching the waves come in. That's so awesome.
It's like a stadium.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. I mean, I caught this wave down by the Surf and Sand Hotel and, you know, rode it all the way to the beach. Like literally in front of splashes, and people are like cheering and yelling, and then I'm running back up the beach, like high fiving people. It was awesome.
That's so awesome. It must feel cool for you guys.
Well, you know,
spectator sport.
It was such a beautiful day because, you know, working with We Are Ocean, such a wonderful foundation. They do real work that you can see and touch and feel, and working with these people, and then, you know, sharing that experience and then coming back to Laguna Beach and being able to surf for a couple hours. It was just,
yeah,
it was great. Love
cool.
It.
Eco Warrior James Pribram, the Surf Report brought to you by XS Energy Drinks. I have to let you go so you can get out there again, I think.
Yeah, we're looking at maybe a high today of 71. Should have clouds clearing and some waves. It's getting a little bit smaller, but we got waves pretty much next couple of days.
Cool.
We're looking good.
Thank you, King.
Thank you.